Okay, now something here, some inner dialogue with wiser source. Maybe, you know, his own higher self, it could be me, just close to the mic. Yeah, about the past, how forget the past, you know, and sleep that sleeps and never, and so on, and reacting time to that with the. So what does that mean? I mean, well, you know, of course the past sleeps, it doesn't exist anymore, and all that exists is now, right? The thing is that it is in this now that there are these changes happening, and we learn things and we do things and make mistakes and learn from them and so on. Karma and Kala, as they say in India. But they also say that the real and possible and most practical and actual way of staying in the now is to first understand that the now is about a presence, and the presence of what or whom? The presence of God and us, who are the race of God. And if we're therefore in here and now, act with that awareness and with that love and respect, and that comes naturally from that such awareness, because we're all rays of God, part and parcels of God, little twigs on the tree. That is God. And after all, these are just words. So, but that consciousness that all that matters is how I act now. And, you know, if I do it nicely towards God and all of us, something like that.